USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travelers are dealing with more flight delays and cancellations just ahead of the 4th of July. FlightAware saying just over 1,600 flights have been delayed in the United States and more than 200 have been canceled. This frustrated passenger sharing her flight horror story with CNN.
I did get an updated email about 30 minutes after the cancellation, and that has me going from New York to Boston, arrive in Boston at midnight, and then sleep around at Boston until 8 a.m., and then get to New Orleans tomorrow at 10:45 a.m., so a full 24 hours, because I should have been leaving here at 10:30.
Final preparations are being made for the 46th annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks display in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-633-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut will defend his title on the 4th of July. The 14-time winner of Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest will be on crutches when he returns to New York's Coney Island Monday because of a ruptured tendon in his right leg. Chestnut will attempt to break his own world record from last year, which saw him eat 76 hot dogs with buns in just 10 minutes. A Trump administration immigration program known as Remain in Mexico is now able to be phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox News that this decision will place more illegal immigrants at risk of abuse from cartels near the border.
No one gets across that border without paying the cartels. And so when you see the women who have been raped, the children who have been abused, that is inhumane and cruel.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
If you're heading to our nation's capital on the 4th of July, patience will be key.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to hold protests in the weeks following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn shares her opinion on the rallies.
If they do not get their way on an issue, what do? They try to change the rules and they take to the streets and they riot.
Ice cream made in Florida is being linked to a listeria outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying Saturday that the Big Ulf Creamery products should not be consumed due to the outbreak. The products are sold through 7 Big Ulf stores and 15 other independent points of sale throughout the state of Florida and are only sold in Florida. The CDC saying the deadly listeria outbreak has sickened 23 people in 10 states, one of whom has died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.